Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. What a day. So much has happened. So much K-Dot and Drake news.
Wow.
KDL Drizzy.
Yes.
I can't wait for the update.
Easton knows all the things. Another fun-filled weekend for me. I'm exhausted. The finale episode of Vanderpump aired last night. Did anyone watch it? Did they show my purge?
I was unaware. I was supposed to be watching Vanderpump.
Don't worry, I didn't watch either.
Okay, okay. We will be watching, though, because, yes, we'll
that's
be
why Des asked, do I have to watch this?
No.
Or can I just freeball it when we're talking about it?
No, because I'm not going to talk, I'm not addressing any VPR
Beautiful.
News don't until third so part can, of the reunion, and beautiful. It's going to be very quick. You guys don't need to weigh in. I don't want questions. I'm going to say my piece. We're going to move on, and I never want to discuss season 11 again, and I hope by that time everyone gets their fucking rabies shots because they're foaming at the mouth, these fucking bitches in these streets on socials. I'm like, yo. Yo!
Amen, amen. We got
I'm tired.
What?
I said, they make me tired. The rabies bitches.
Oh.
Okay, so let's talk about news in the Burningham household.
Ooh,
before
exciting.
We move on to the news from producer John on paper. So my mom after Palm or after Stagecoach, my mom after Stagecoach, she decides that she's gonna stay in Palm Springs. She's like, I'm gonna stay until tomorrow. I'm like, great, stay until tomorrow. I call her. I'm gonna stay until tomorrow. I was like, perfect, have the best time. Calls me the next day. I'm gonna stay until tomorrow. So she continues to stay until tomorrow. Tomorrow finally came, but it's the last day and Easton.
I can't.
Please tell the story.
So I'm in the midst of moving. So I'm like, when are you coming home?
Yeah.
So she goes, I'm going to come home today, tonight. So we're FaceTiming and she goes, so look at this. She's on FaceTime. That's why I'm holding this. And she's walking out the back or the front door, the garage door, to show me something. And as she's walking through it, I just hear, fuck. And then the phone hit the ground. And now I'm on FaceTime with the phone just aimed up at the garage.
No.
And it's so funny now. But at the time, I was like,
at the time, Easton was like,
am I about to just drive to Palm Springs for 2 hours and find my mom needing Life Alert?
Right.
Help me. I can't get up.
No. What happened? But tell us.
But so she. I'm on the ground for 2 minutes looking up as she's
what, on the FaceTime. She's
on FaceTime.
She's on the ground.
She's on the ground, okay. Just talking to the phone, probably 5 feet away from her, going, my knee.
No.
My knee.
No. And no one's there.
No one's there except
my dog. My geriatric dog.
And I can't tell you, Lisa doesn't cuss. And Lisa was, fuck. Fuck. This fucking door, these fucking mats.
Listen, we've never had an issue with the door or the mat. She picks up the phone.
So she finally gets to the phone and she goes, let me show you what happened. So her shoe got, like, she was wearing flip-flops. So the back of the flip-flop got cut underneath the door. So, like, when she went to walk, it caught her.
No.
But I was thinking, pick your feet up, sweetheart. So what are you doing?
No, poor Elise. Did she hurt herself bad?
Bad enough to stay an extra day.
Oh, to stay till tomorrow.
No, but we were worried for a second, yeah. Like when she wouldn't answer the phone. We're fine now because she's home.
I was like,
we can laugh really hard.
Yeah. And her knees look normal. They don't look like different.
No, no, no.
The say one bruise.
The left one is thick.
Oh, is it thick now?
It's thick.
Oh,
I haven't checked up on her since.
I was going to say legend has it she's still in Palm Springs.
Mentally.
Mentally, she's still in Palm Springs. And I was in Vegas, and yesterday I call her to tell her, like, I'm coming home. But I'm FaceTiming her at the airport, and I tell her, I'm so excited to see you guys. Like, I'm exhausted. And she goes, well, it's been a day. I go, it's 9:45. What? I don't understand. She goes, she's, let's just say, she's trying. She's trying today.
She meaning ocean.
Yeah.
She meaning ocean,
and
obviously.
Taking it out on me.
Oh, no.
Apparently, she did take it out on Easton.
Yeah, I walked. I go, what's your attitude? And she goes, well, she is very difficult today. I go, why are you being an asshole to me then?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just, you know, no. What? Maybe she's not pleased that she was home from Palm Springs.
That's exactly.
Well, like, no. I was like, girl, I didn't work all week so that you could stay in Palm Springs. And I was with Ocean. Not a big deal. Ocean's my kid. But, like, I literally maneuvered multiple days of the week to be with Ocean.
Right.
You have her for 5 seconds, and you're like, so mentally she is in Palm Springs. Because normally she's the one that's the champion. I'm calling Lisa being like, I need you to calm me down. She is definitely wrecking me today. Ocean just, she's just special. She's a special, special child.
Well, she's a strong personality, which is why we love her.
Goer.
She's a comedian. She's a goer. And you were, unless you want to save this, do you want to talk about Vegas? Because you've said
we're
going
to talk about Vegas. Okay. We're going to talk about Vegas. Before I get into Vegas, okay. Let me just say one more thing about Ocean. She had after Stagecoach, a meltdown that can only be described as traumatizing for me. I have PTSD from it, in fact. So when my mom said it's a trying day, I was immediately went into panic mode. Cut to, I remember a conversation that Sheena and I had just had before we left. And Brock was like, hey, honey, by the way, I got the nail polish off your shoes. It ended up just being the peel off kind. And I go, nail polish on your shoes? Who painted your shoes? And she goes, your daughter.
Oh,
my daughter busted into Sheena's closet because she loves closets. Yeah.
She loves boots.
She also told me Sheena has better shoes than I do, which is I love you, Sheena, but absolutely false. It's a false statement.
Oh, she told you this?
Yes. There's nothing fact about this. All right.
Okay.
Love you, Sheena, but Dolce and Gabbana, let's just say. All right. Ocean, don't touch my fucking shoes if you cannot appreciate the brand inside. Okay. I'm offended.
She don't know.
I'm offended.
She's just all about the look.
Again,
right now.
I love you, sheesh. Dolce and Gabbana. The ones that Ocean gravitates towards. Okay.
Right.
Had there been nail polish on those, I can't go there. I can't even go there. Anyway, my daughter painted her shoes.
Painted Sheena's shoes.
Yeah.
Were you guys there or did they have a play date
without
you there?
No, they had a play date without me there.
Now they know. You got to watch that kid at all times.
She's creative.
And my mom asked her today, she goes, who painted Sheena's shoes? And she goes, I went in and I accidentally painted them and it was just an accident. It was just an accident. And I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
As she's does a whole mural.
Yep.
I accidentally did it. She's a hustler. It's just like when the teacher told her, stop spitting your tongue out at the other little dance students. And she goes, I didn't stick my tongue out. I'm a dog.
Yeah. And now the new one is, if she does it, I'm making funny faces. It's like, no, you're just being a stone.
No, she's so funny. The other night, I told her, I was like, it's time for bed. And she goes, this is what we're going to do, Mom.
Oh.
You're going to watch murder on the TV.
Murder.
And I'm going to watch a movie on your phone. Does
honestly,
that sound good, Mom?
Thing.
Honestly, genius.
I was like, that's exactly what we are doing.
That's called compromise, Ocean, and you are a genius.
You're a genius. Here's Alice in Wonderland on my phone, and I'm watching Homicide New York on Netflix because it is absolutely fantastic.
You're going to watch murder on the TV is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
I took a video.
I took a video.
Okay, I went to Vegas. We go to Thunder Down Under night one.
Love it.
Okay? Great show.
Great show. We had them on as guests. Did you see Curt and Joe?
Yeah, the hottest one doesn't even dance. He does one number in the at the very end, and he's great. Mm-hmm. But he is fine. But he's the MC.
Oh.
He's actually the MC.
Shirt off?
He stays clothed the whole time until the very, very end.
When he takes his clothes off.
Then he takes his clothes off, and he's got rhythm. Like, I'm sure he lays pipe quite nicely.
Sure.
Obviously.
He's Australian.
He's Hello. Australian. Hello.
Hello.
But there was this one who was like 6'7", very hot, not a lot of rhythm, but like Brittany said, you can rub up and down in that way on his abs.
Sure.
And clearly get an orgasm.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Fine. Are you guys sitting down like in chairs?
We're sitting down at a booth. Okay.
Do they sell the booth cushions?
And the amount of horny,
I'm in.
The horny bride-to-bes, okay? Or brides-to-be.
Beyond.
Yeah. And can I be rude?
Please
can
be
I
rude.
Be rude? I'm going to be a little rude. Producer John is nodding his head. Yes, please be rude. Rude. The amount of, like, wildness that these brides with the sashes on display makes me a little sad because I watch them and I go, you wanted to get married so badly that you settled on mediocre dick just because they'll marry you. And I find that depressing. You know, it's okay. Wait for the Thunder Down Under man. Right. You know, we don't need to get married.
Right.
Bang the Thunder Down Under man.
Right.
Because they were going wild. A little too wild.
When,
you know?
Yes. When brides for their bridal shower or men for their groom shower or whatever, it's a bachelor party. Bachelorette and bachelor party. When they go crazy and they treat it like, and the men are like strippers and they hook up with the strippers and the ladies like men and they're like my last hurrah. I'm like, this is so not a good sign.
Because bad sign.
You're so thirsty to make it like, oh, after this, the ball and chain. It's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't be getting married.
I agree.
Shouldn't be getting
but you know what? We love marriage here at
we
Give
love
Them
marriage
Lala.
Here at the Give Them Lala podcast.
we love it.
If anyone loves marriage, it's the three of us.
We love it. We're, by the way, my mother, you would think, was done so dirty in her marriage. Right? Don't you think?
The way she talks about it?
The way she talks about other men. It's like, you're so scarred, but you had a beautiful marriage.
Right.
Oh, that's because you're never going to find that man again.
That's true. Okay, so Brittany gets pulled up on stage. I have never laughed so hard in my life.
Stop.
This entire weekend, it was just like belly laughs to the point where when I would go to bed at night, baby S was like somersaulting in my stomach. I was like, I have to go to bed. You've got to calm down in there. Like, it's enough already.
She's going to be so funny.
She was continuing the party all night long. So the guy pulls Brittany up there and she's just tits this night, okay. Right? She's just a full on tits, worried about her nips slipping. I was like, don't worry about it. You look stuffed in there. You look fine. He throws her on the bed. She's got her hands tied like this. Then he rips the ties off of her hands and then turns around and touches his dick with it, okay? And then puts it on her eyes.
Puts it on her eyes.
Put
his dick on her eyes?
I'd be like, no.
His dick rag. I don't know if they
She had dick goggles on her face.
Dick goggles?
Dick goggles.
No.
Oh, she didn't.
Front to back? Back
Easton,
to
it was just that he just touched ever so slightly on his penis.
But was his penis out?
No. He had jeans on.
So did he shove them down?
Oh.
He shoved it down.
Yeah.
And she
shoved
was
okay the rag down.
She didn't know.
She
didn't know. He was facing away from her when he did it.
So he just put his dick juices on her face?
His dick sweat because
thank
he's been
you're
sweating
in jeans.
His dick off.
I think he had something on underneath. Yeah. By the way, I highly recommend
it.
Now it's on her eyes.
He had something to trap the sweat, so when he stuck it down there, it was a good, nice lather.
You guys,
lather.
I'm kidding. I love Thunder Down Under. That was one of the most fun interviews.
And now,
no,
yeah.
It's, by the way, the funnest show I've been to in a very long time.
Did you have fun?
Just listen.
What?
He then whips around. Okay, this is before he put the eye things on. And he's dancing on her. Dancing. A little jolty. Again, doesn't have much rhythm. But looking like that, 6'7", no rhythm. I don't give a shit. You are Paul Bunyan, ready to like break down trees with your bare fucking hands.
Well, that's what's hot about him. A lot of these guys, just so you know, which they told us on the interview, they don't need dance experience. They just have to be Australian. But anyway, keep going.
Well,
wow.
It was fantastic.
That's a pretty easy
So
trip.
Then he hangs onto the bed because it's got bed posts.
Oh, no.
And he's sitting. And then he whips his legs around it. So he's swinging and he goes forward.
No, he hits Brittany.
He swings forward.
He did she fall over?
No.
Oh my God.
But Kurt, who we had on the podcast, yeah, recorded from the perfect angle. And then,
is she blindfolded or no?
Not yet. Not yet, which is even better because you can see the what her eyes do.
I need to see this video. Did you guys cry laughing?
So I couldn't breathe the entire show. And you should have seen our table. I don't know why they felt it necessary to bring the pregnant girl like 14 sparkling waters that looked like vodka sodas. Like, I looked lit. I looked wasted. The way I was laughing and the way I was chugging these like vodka soda looking drinks.
Sure.
They're like, there's no way she's going on 6 years.
There's no way. There's no fucking way.
Look at her pregnant ass.
So then,
she goes to Vegas once. She's killed. What the hell's going on?
She relapsed during pregnancy. No, so then Brittany comes down.
With a concussion.
And an STD.
Oh my God, I can't breathe.
We love Thunder Down Under.
Okay, so then it was the greatest show, you guys. Highly recommend. Please go. You'll laugh, but also leave pretty horny. So then they call this bride to be up, okay? And clearly she's on Molly. Okay? Because she's turned like this. You guys are the audience. So her chair is like this, right? And she's got a white shirt on. Like, not a shirt, but like a white tube top, matching white skirt, and it's got the rhinestone fringe.
Okay.
With the bride-to-be sash and the fake veil. Okay, she's killing it. But he's dancing on her, and she's looking at us like this.
Oh, oh. One of these? Yeah. The jaw got going?
She kept doing it. So then he flips her chair around towards us. Now we're frontal, okay?
Rips her legs open.
It's just labia.
She wasn't wearing panties.
She has no undies on.
No, and fucking fringe rhinestones over it. I was dying.
Oh, send me the video. The vagina show. We did it. The labia peeking through the fringe.
Was it a good one, or was it like an Arby's number two?
Oh, no. Why is she wearing no underwear with a skirt?
I'm sorry. It's so sexual, but just roll with this podcast. It's so funny.
And she's getting married, and she's going out pantyless.
One of the tips they gave us on the show was wear pants. Didn't they say wear pants? Oh, I'm thinking of Housewives. Never
Maybe
mind.
The Molly.
Yes, I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. It was excellent. I highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
I am so disappointed that I made this. I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm happy that that happened because about 5 minutes prior to labia, we got the news that Lovers and Friends was being canceled, which you were supposed to come, Jessica. Calls me on the flight. We're talking about whatever we're talking about. Probably, I think we were talking shit on someone. We definitely were. And she's like, I wish I would have seen the lineup before. I'm on the plane, Southwest, by the way, ready to take off. And Jessica said, I wish I would have seen the lineup because I would have for sure gone. Mm-hmm. So I tell Jessica, I not only have an extra ticket to Lovers and Friends, I have a room for you.
You guys, this lineup was absolutely incredible.
Everything.
It was everything. Lala's like, oh my God, I have a room for you. I have an extra ticket. VIP, come on down. You bet your bottom dollar. I was like, done. Done.
Yeah.
You know what I did, right?
No.
Because
tell us.
You guys, I love my sweet, sweet, sweet 2015 Jeep Patriot. Basic model. But
basic model. Not a bell or a whistle on the thing.
Not a single bell or whistle in sight. I love her, but I don't trust her to bring me all the way to Vegas. I rented a car.
Oh, no, Jessica.
And I was like, guys, because I get time anxiety.
Did you post about it?
No, what do you mean post about it?
Well, were you like, guys, I just got my rental, going to Lovers and Friends.
I wish I did.
Did you get a cut to just me turning crying. Around,
me
headed
crying,
home.
Driving home, nah, headed home. No, you guys, I was only, thank God I run late. I was only an hour and a half outside of LA, so I turned around.
You did turn around. I was upset about
it. Sad.
It because we went from Coachella, which was fabulous, but I'll be honest, I didn't know not a one person in the lineup. I knew No Doubt. I knew Lana Del Rey. I know of Doja Cat. Couldn't tell you what she sings. Mm-hmm. Or doesn't she say,
bitch,
yeah,
I said what I said.
Is that it?
I'd rather be. No, she sings a lot. She sings, will you kiss me more?
Oh, I don't. I don't care for that song much.
She's
got a lot of hits.
She's strange.
She is strange.
I love a strange bitch in music, though.
She's got a lot of hits. Also, she raps and sings beautifully.
No. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm not mad one bit at her for her music or as a performer. I just am not familiar. So when I say I'm not a fan, it just means that I don't know much. Mm-hmm. I could be a fan. I just don't know much. But I knew those people, didn't know anyone else. Stagecoach, knew a few people, didn't know everybody. This lineup for Lovers and Friends, I knew every single person. The next day comes when Lovers and Friends is supposed to take place. Not a wind in sight. Not a wind in sight.
Yeah. Okay, do you think they'll reschedule that? Because I want to go so bad.
100% no. And you know, even though I was bummed,
yeah,
I was looking at the Instagram page. There were people that had like just landed from Japan.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, I'm not going to complain about mm-hmm. the 45-minute flight that I just took.
Yep. People were flying from all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's really sad they wouldn't
Did you guys reschedule. Get reimbursed, like tickets? How does that work?
Who knows?
Do they, Producer John? I'm sure.
Yeah, so basically they stated in the statement on Instagram that they'll get reimbursed within the 30 days. And this actually happened to me at when we were young 2 years ago, the first year. Thankfully, Lala, you had a night's notice. I was on the way to the festival when they canceled when we were young due to the wind.
But don't you think that that's actually better? Because you're driving there being like, it's canceled because it's clearly unsafe. Like, they're canceling the night before and then there's no wind.
That's infuriating. Producer John, it canceled when we were young the day of?
The day of. It was so funny. I was going old school Warped Tour style for all my punk people. My parents were in Vegas. They were staying on the strip. So they were taking my buddies and I down to the festival grounds. And we got the notification that it got canceled. It was like 9:15 in the morning. And doors were supposed to open at 11.
I would have cried.
I would have cried too.
Well, good. It's a good thing though. Just in case of an emergency in Vegas, I brought my jiu-jitsu bag, so I would have been fine because I would have gone to a jiu-jitsu class. But I didn't make it.
So instead, while you would have been jiu-jitsuing, this is what I did.
Tell us.
And I would have made you skip jiu-jitsu.
I would have skipped
to go to the drag show. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time, and the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Give Them LALA is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and at times we keep carrying them around rather than processing them and letting them go. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off of your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy from BetterHelp is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. It's for all of us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GTL today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/GTL. Sheena hosted a drag show. It was beyond fabulous. There's this woman, Fantasia Royale Gaga.
Gaga.
And her boobs are probably this big.
Big titties. We love big titties.
And when she left, when the show was over, because she's the host, but she's also a performer, and she was fabulous, she said, "And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in my tits. Bye." And I was like, it does, because the amount of shit that she would pull from there was wild.
Like what?
Money, dogs,
clowns, private jets.
Handing them out.
No, it was great.
Oprah with her tits.
What else did you guys do? Did you just do the drag show? And then?
No, so we did the drag show. Yeah. Sheena had me on a jam-packed day.
She should. Happy birthday, Sheena.
It was a happy birthday, Sheena, for sure. Mm-hmm. So we go to the drag show. Then we go to Zouk for Snoop Dogg, where I watched three women shake their fabulous asses with zero cellulite, all real, no makeup on, the hottest bitches I've ever seen in my life.
Love.
It was great.
Fun.
It was great.
Fun.
I rubbed my bump, listening to all of his hits. Explosive, West Coast shit. And I rubbed my bump.
Did you twerk your bump and your ass at the same time?
If I were capable of doing that, 100%. I would have.
Baby S is in there getting down. She's so excited.
Baby S is going to have fabulous music taste.
Yeah.
Okay. From there, we went to Pop Stroke, which is a mini golf place.
Okay.
Except it's not like mini golf where they have all of those obstructions that you have to hit through. It's almost more like putting, to be honest,
okay,
with like maybe little hills and then like a rock. Okay. So it's not crazy like mini golf. It was so much fun. I don't know why I did so well. It's owned by Tiger Woods. No, I fucking killed it.
You did? Did you win?
So Sheena's like, you only won by one because this girl screamed and was wishing me luck at two holes and she jinxed me.
Whore. No, I'm just kidding.
Whore.
She jinxed me. So I had two bad holes in a row. Okay.
Two bad holes in a row?
Two bad holes
been
in
there.
A row.
That is never good.
I've been
never
there. Been in that good. Boat.
No.
What is wrong with us? Oh, my God. Yes. And
you still won by a point.
Yeah. And she goes, you only beat me by one. And like I told her, winning is winning. Sorry.
Sorry. Did you win any prize or money?
No, just the experience. We went with Courtney, who's Sheena's sister, her boyfriend Justice, and his dad.
Cute.
It was so cute, so fun. From there, we went to Absinthe, which another 10 out of 10 show. I've seen it 3 times now, but it's always different because there's like a comedy aspect where the guy pokes fun at people in the audience, and I was, again, dying, rolling, laughing. The weekend just was me gut laughing and cackling like a crazy person.
That's so fun. Is Absinthe a Cirque du Soleil thing or no? That's a different thing.
Different thing.
Okay.
Different thing entirely. Okay. Amazing. It's at Caesars. From there, we go back to the hotel. She tells me she's got a little bit more energy, so she's going to go back to the nightclub. I said, you're out of your mind. I'm going straight to bed, which is what I did. She comes home a little tipsy, which I love drunk Sheena. We talk for a bit, go to bed, wake up. I come home to my baby, and I'm thrilled to be there. So that was my weekend.
That's exciting. Congratulations for another fun, exciting weekend for you.
It was great.
You're out
It was
and about.
Great. Out like and crazy. About. In the one-page news today.
Which we haven't looked at.
Brought to you.
Reminder.
By producer John. Is the end of TikTok in the United States near? President Biden signed a bill into law that will ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owner, ByteDance, can't or won't find a buyer within a year. TikTok earlier this year encouraged users to campaign against the bill and called the measure unconstitutional and will challenge it in court. Why? What's wrong with the TikTok?
I don't know.
Well, because it's giving. Here's what I heard. You guys, this is not to be taken as fact. I'm just stating what I've gathered.
Okay.
That TikTok is allowing other countries to get very personal information if it's on anyone's phone. So apparently, someone told me, if I'm in the house, same house as Kyle, and we're on the same Wi-Fi, and okay. I have TikTok,
right.
but he does not use it because he's like, oh, I don't want anyone to have access to whatever. Apparently, TikTok could still access our internet.
Like
because,
the IP?
Yes, because he uses the same Wi-Fi. Like, there's things in there that basically show they get way too much access, and America doesn't want that because, you know, there's just a lot of problems that could come with
Should
that.
I...
be worried about TikTok.
Get it off my phone. I don't
no,
get
too
on
late.
It.
I wouldn't worry.
Oh, okay.
It's too late. It might be banned. And also, banned. Also, I think it's going to find a buyer within a year.
But
you
I don't think the
yes.
guy's wanting to buy it.
He doesn't
it.
Want to.
That's the problem.
And it says TikTok's president of Global Business Solutions, Blake Chandler. Is it Chandler or Chandley?
Chandley.
Mm.
Okay. Chandley.
I want you to know that.
I'm going to call you Chandler. Just kidding. I said, he said, I want you to know that we are not backing down.
Wow, take a stance, Blake. I guess you could be selling this for so much money.
Yeah, but he's
billions
making
and
so
billions
much.
And billions. Yeah, that's true.
Billions and maybe even more. Dave and Buster's to allow betting.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave and Buster's.
Oh,
yeah.
Houston. A little too excited about it.
I know. I love it.
Wait, why are you
Busters
so excited about it?
Do you like D&B?
Oh, put some money down. I can go shoot around for a minute. Feel like I'm part of the
Can
the
we
action.
Take a Give Them Lala Pod trip to D&B?
Yes.
Dave and Buster's, if you hear this.
Wait, so you can something. Bet on the games inside Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, so basically,
depending
let's say,
location.
Lala, you and Easton were doing the basketball game. Jess and I can bet who would win that between you two.
Oh, so it's a between...
Wait, is
like
this something
even.
That's going to have
so
to
like,
be
not on
like
sports, not like on like college
no,
or NBA.
No, it's on games it's on in us. Dave and Buster's. You do it through the app that it's going to come out in like July, I believe,
so now
or the next
me
couple
and you
months.
Can go and then like all of us and then if you and Lisa are playing air hockey, me and Lauren can bet on who's going to win. And that makes it even more fun because if I bet on Lisa and she fucks me over, we're going to have issues.
Oh my
losing
god, I
money.
Love this. I could fuck everyone up in air hockey.
All right, I'm betting on you.
I love that.
Really?
Oh my god, the air hockey bah, 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 bah.
If me playing the hockey game on Mario Party is any indication of how I would be in air hockey, you would kick my ass.
Really?
I don't think she'd be very good.
I no. thought you were going to say you would kill me, and then I was like, we got a game.
No, I make the points for you. You don't even need to try.
You shoot, and then it comes back.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
We should go, though.
Every time.
I want to go.
I don't know that I can bet, you guys. It scares me
to,
like, win up. Like, lose up.
It's
penny.
Betting between friends. I'm sorry if you're that lost up that you lost $15. We'll Venmo you back.
Oh, that's fine.
Like a $50.
$50?
That's what I do in Vegas. Give myself a max,
that's
and I'm
Vegas.
Like, I'm not
Dave
spending.
Dave and Buster's, 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Because no, also, I got to pay for the game.
I don't give myself a $50 budget in Vegas, Easton. I do a little more than that. I'm not a square.
You guys... I don't do that at all. I walk by the table and I'm like, $20, $50.
Max.
I'll just go and buy a
penny slots.
Snack.
Penny slots.
Not even those. Not even those.
Oh, good for you, D&Bs.
Bumble.
You want me to give you a quick recap of it?
Yeah.
Basically, what they did is, remember how it was women were supposed to make the first move
yeah.
on it?
Yeah.
They took that feature's no longer. What women can do is you can put an opening move on your profile, and if you match with somebody, the man can answer that question to initiate the conversation.
So it's still in the woman's court, the ball.
They yeah. have to give you like approval to reach out to them first.
No. So
or
basically what, no, so it's still on the, it's still normal, but if you okay. match with, so let's say like we matched and you had a prompt, like what is your favorite TV show? I have the chance to answer that without you actually messaging me first, so I can message you first.
Oh,
instead of the women messaging first, because that was the whole point of Bumble, was women were supposed to reach out first and make the first initial contact. But in the article they said women said it became too much work and too much of a burden. So
oh,
that,
now you know how men feel, huh?
Yeah. So
wow, too much of a burden.
This is the second podcast in a row that you're yeah. fucking with equality.
Sexist, I tell you.
Sexist.
Misogynistic.
No, now you just know. You guys are like, wow, reaching out to men is really terrible.
No, I kind of, okay, but here's my question.
It's like,
are we, so men can answer the prompt.
Yeah.
But then are we, can I still ignore him? Like, I don't want to talk to this man who yeah. just answered my prompt.
Yes.
Oh. Well, great.
So we still get to control.
Yeah, you yeah. still control.
Control
it's
the narrative.
All about control, ladies.
But you might like the keep answer it. To your question, and
yeah.
you're like, he's funny. Not
right.
Bad.
So I mean, it's still very much driven by the woman.
Yes.
And but they're allowing you to make the first move, but it's not going to be awkward because like four different men could answer. And you could be like, I like John's the best. Mm.
But I'm still not going to reach out to John.
Or you may reach out to John.
Or you may.
I have to say, sometimes if I was on Bumble and I matched with a guy or made the first move and I didn't hear anything back, my ego might be a little dinged. So I kind of like this.
But don't they, you have to match up before you can reach out.
Yes.
So
they would have to match.
It's not like going to a bar and shooting your shot. It's like, okay, I like, you've matched with this person. You're both interested.
He can answer the question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so instead of the woman reaching out first, the man can answer the question to initiate the conversation. But the women can also still reach out first with the message, even when they still match, if the man doesn't answer the prompt.
I like that. Congratulations, Bumble. What a great
growth
and change.
But what I like about it is that Bumble didn't just make this change. They were asking for feedback from the women who are using the app.
Mm-hmm.
And the women gave their feedback, and this is what they gathered and went in and made the change.
Yeah.
I was reading messages from my friend who's like on an app where it's more, it's like one of the normal dating apps, not run by the chick or whatever. Which she ended up, when I read the messages, she did end up switching over to Bumble. But it was like, how does anybody, I mean, this is a dating app. This isn't the DMs, and the messaging between the two of them, it looked like it was just DMs.
Like casual, you mean? Or like sexting? Like,
no, just like very, like nothing there. It's like both of you are on this app to find your person, and you're obviously engaging with each other, but it's boring.
Yeah.
This is like messaging. It looks like one of you is looking for the other one to send like a vagina pick.
Oh.
Or a boob pick.
They need to go to Thunder Down Under.
No, but that's not what the app is for. Mm. It's like you're both wanting to date, and why are you communicating with each other like this? Like you're on Instagram.
Sometimes I feel like I might not be right. I've never used a dating app in my life. Sometimes I feel like it's another thing to do. Like, you have an app and you just hop on. Like, I see it in girlfriends and they'll just, like, swipe, swipe, swipe. And I'm like, we're at dinner. What are you doing? That's, like, it's just, like, mindless. You know how Instagram, you kind of open the app and you scroll through? It's just another, like, mindless thing.
It's like a hit of dopamine.
Oh, you think that's what it's turned into?
Well, sometimes, or specific apps, maybe. I feel like Bumble, you have to put a little more thought because you're the woman. But like other apps where it's like.
But I feel like if men are signing up for Bumble, they're like, like really, really down for partnership because
that's
they are
true.
Signing up and they know what the drill is on Bumble.
Yes. I'm talking maybe more like another one.
Others that we won't mention on the podcast.
Christian Mingle.
Oh, Christian Mingle, you're definitely getting
Christian
a husband.
Christian Mingle, you don't have a husband.
What about J-Date?
What's J-Date?
Isn't that Jewish?
Oh, is that, is it?
Isn't that the Jewish one?
Good.
I don't know.
They got one too. I don't know if it's
There's
called
an
J-Date.
App for everything now.
There is.
Farmers Only?
Farmers Only.
Oh, yeah. That's where you want to find a
man.
If you want to find a man who just loves
Take
bail.
Me on a ride on your big green tractor.
That
we
means
can
a dick.
Go. It does?
I don't know.
I meant John Deere.
No. It's
a John Deere tractor.
What
whose
penis
dick is
have
green?
You seen is big and green?
The one, no, I'm not going to
make
that joke. We're going All back right. to Vegas. Oh, another thing on the Give Them Lala podcast trip. Vegas to Thunder Down Under.
With a live show there.
Oh, what a live podcast show.
Mm-mm.
In T-Mobile Arena.
Opening for Thunder Down Under.
Yeah, we opened for
Shoot for the stars.
Can I tell you, though, when we went up, because we got a picture with all the dudes, and I felt like I'm uncomfortable in the presence
of men.
Men.
Yeah.
Men or men with their shirts off?
No, just men. Because I'm a boy. They're men.
That's not true. You're my brother. So, of course, I feel comfortable. I've been with you.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
We used
like,
to take baths
me.
Together. Like,
not now,
you
though.
Know? Like,
let's get that
they stopped
right.
that 5 years ago. Everyone relax.
No, when you're babies.
I know.
When you're little tiny tots, you guys. Everyone calm the fuck down. How many times have I dropped the S? By the way, the last podcast that we did was so good. We rarely cussed.
We did?
Mm hmm.
This one, we turned.
It's not you guys. It's more me.
Well, I kind of went heavy with Lisa's story.
I'm a little tired.
I doubt.
But it wasn't me cursing. It was
If there's Lisa. Anywhere we can take him out, I'll just take him out. If there's anywhere.
Sometimes we curse and sometimes we don't.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It was weird because then Sheena was like, I'll stand next to you. And we looked like a little couple.
You and Sheen?
Yeah. And I immediately, like, my shoulders weren't stiff anymore. It's weird.
Why? Did you feel weird, like a guy having his arm around you or something?
I don't know. I think I just overthink everything.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is interesting.
But you had fun. She hates men.
It's definitely not
she
that.
She loves men. We love men.
I've come in contact with, like, really great men, and it's wild because I have no interest in dating the great men.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. I'm going to let you in on a little tiny secret. I am not a cook. Okay, so that's not really a secret, but I do have a secret weapon when it comes to the kitchen. Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals are always fresh, never frozen. They get delivered right to your door, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I've also become a big fan of their add-ons, snacks, and smoothies. Ocean loves the pancakes. I pretty much get those and the mango smoothies in every single Factor delivery. But Factor has you covered no matter how and what you're eating. Keto, calorie smart, protein plus, or vegan and veggie. The weekly menu has 35 options, including gourmet meals like filet mignon and shrimp. There's no prepping, cooking, or even cleaning up. You just heat it up and then eat right out of the Factor packaging. So easy. You can customize your weekly meals to get as much or as little as you need, and you can also pause and reschedule deliveries. So head to factormeals.com/lala50 and use code lala50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code lala50 at factormeals.com/lala50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm giving birth so soon.
No, it's... I go home for my sister's bridal shower in June, and she was like, oh, yeah, and then you'll be flying home a couple months later when I have the baby. And I was like, Lala and Katie are having their babies 4 months. That's no time, you guys. That's fall. That's the end of summer. Oh. There's going to be a little baby with little feet.
Oh, but the good thing is we get a winter, the winter months.
Well, with the baby.
Hibernate.
You have fall first. You've got all of fall.
Yeah, but we pretend that's winter.
You're going to be able to dress it up for Halloween.
I know.
A little pumpkin of sorts.
I know. I don't know what we're going to be. It's going to be the three of us.
You guys should be a group. Four of you. Lise doesn't dress up?
Lise can dress up if she wants.
Three, four. Yeah. Be something like four. Be like the Ninja Turtles or Spice Girls or something.
Yeah, you guys should do something that's like a little.
You could be Sporty Spice. I loved Sporty Spice because she was always in sweats. Did you guys see that the woman, Gypsy Rose, went to Sir?
Stop it.
Yeah. She went to Sir.
My,
she posted.
Okay, did she fly? Where did she fly?
Did she listen to our podcast?
One of the gays posted a selfie with her.
What? One of your guys?
Adam and Cole, the ones who got married in Italy. She was on his flight.
What?
He said, I met my hero.
So he wants to kill his mother too?
It was him and her.
I met my hero.
Yeah, and he was like, Him and Gypsy Rose. Cole.
What
the blonde.
She's fully famous.
Oh, fully. And she murder. Was like, you could tell too. You could tell her vibe was very much like another fan. She was like very much like another fan.
Like just a little head popping,
yeah.
Like
yes. Like
sick
okay,
of it.
Moving on.
In all fairness, she's not the one that did it.
Oh.
Her mother did
it. The boyfriend. The boyfriend did it. She sat in the other room.
Is that true?
Her boyfriend killed her?
Did he get jail time?
He's still in prison.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
She was not actually, she was the brains behind the operation.
But she was too weak.
But the court system doesn't acknowledge the brains behind the operation as the actual murderer.
So she was in jail for a long time still.
Yes, and granted, she was so mentally abused by this woman that I think that's why they were like, it has less to, I don't think it would have happened. I'm sure she went through so many psych evaluations. Mm. There's no way. They didn't just say like, oh, let's let her out.
Well, yeah.
Can I tell you? Okay, I need someone to look up what kind of car Jelly Roll's daughter got.
What kind of car?
Because I'm seeing a headline that said Jelly Roll's daughter, Bailey, gets her first car at 16, and her choice is surprising. What her heart desires.
I hope it was something like a Prius.
It's not.
I
it's
hope
like,
it
looks like it's like a
Jeep
Ford F-150. It's,
oh.
It, well, maybe. It looks big.
A white GMC Sierra 1500 truck.
Can I see what that looks like?
No.
Please.
Yeah, I thought they'd have a picture of it, but here we go.
Oh, that's not surprising. If she got like a big truck, like Jelly Roll's daughter, of course.
So Jelly Roll is not on social media because people were body shaming him too much.
Losers.
And
not
then,
Jelly Roll people.
People are.
Yeah, it's a pretty truck.
Not the biggest fan of the person at the moment. Just the people.
As a
just
collective.
Like that. I'm guessing she got like the upgraded model and stuff.
Oh,
but, like,
yeah.
Let me see. Let me
all.
See.
She's like country.
Vroom,
yeah.
Vroom.
That's badass.
Country. Yeah.
That's Easton
awesome.
And I were talking. If I had like wealth where you have a fleet of cars, mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever.
We need to do a super cut of every time Ethan hits one of his extremities on the desk. Please.
I didn't know there's a cabinet down there with a handle.
Oh, my God. It's
first
the
time?
Knee now.
Yeah, that was the first one. Usually
ooh,
it's
that
elbow.
Was the first one. The knee. It's usually the
there.
Elbow.
All right.
Keeping it
sorry
exciting.
To interrupt.
What were we talking about?
Don't know.
Jelly Roll truck, your dream
truck.
Car.
If I were wealthy, I wouldn't have sports cars. I actually think sports cars are really lame. Mm. I've had the... Did you fart?
I kicked the thing. I got to straighten out this knee for a second.
Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm going to talk about SUVs. I would have a fleet of SUVs.
Okay.
Okay? Like, I think
like the president.
Like, the Cybertruck. Is so stupid.
Oh, I hate
but
it.
I would buy one.
You would.
If
yes.
you had the money, yeah.
I'd have like a Ford. Is there a such thing as a Ford F-350?
Sounds big.
Maybe.
There's such thing as a Ford F-150, though.
Yeah, there's a F-150, F-350, I think
Ford
there is an F-350.
F-350.
And I can't confirm there's one.
You can? Then I would get that.
That's a big papa.
Let's see. Yeah. I would have big papa.
Are you like this, though, with the wheels and all?
Oh,
so
yes.
You can get it dually'd in
that
the
might
back.
Be a little too big. I'm thinking Ford F-150 big papa.
What are you? Yeah. I was going to say, what are you pulling with
yeah,
this law?
Pull up.
You
and I'd
it,
have one of those
like,
giant bands. Do you remember?
Back. It's not dually.
No. Look up Ford F-150. I'd get one of those.
You get good. A just a you'd get a Raptor.
I'd have a Raptor.
A Ford F-150 Raptor. That's what you'd get.
That's what I'd get. Yeah, that's what I'd get.
See, you like the square. I like the square. I think I would get a white Bronco.
I'd have a Bronco old school.
Maybe
I
wouldn't
have. I want three cars, I think, or four. That's all I need.
That's all.
Well,
that's
yeah, all. I mean, but you're saying Ford F-150, I want a Cybertruck, I want
we
it.
Need
the new,
like,
yeah.
With the wheels,
the new
so
Range
sick.
Rover.
See, oh, just four? She's named
Cole,
six.
No.
See, Cullinan, Mercedes S-Class, Wraith.
Car, I don't like cars.
And then either a truck or I like sports cars, so I get like a McLaren 720.
I'd get a limo.
Oh, you
a white
would.
One? Would you get a white limo?
I'd get a classic limo, the classic car one, and drive that around everywhere.
Oh, you'd be the driver too.
I would.
That would
in
be
that
baller.
Hat.
In this hat, I'd hop in the limo, ladies and gents, and nobody would want
and
to.
Gloves.
So I'd be in there by myself all the time.
Oh, I'd be in there with you.
You
I'd
have
sit
to
in
have
front.
The gloves for the white Bronco. Doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit. No. But back to Jelly Roll. So he got off social media. Now it's come out. His high-end escort wife, who's very beautiful. That's how he met her. She's a high...
Bad Bunny? What's her name?
Bad Bunny, I think, is a rapper. Oh,
yeah, he's a male rapper.
No, Bunny XO.
Okay.
She's beautiful. But I think she came out saying that they're also in an open relationship.
Okay.
And her response to the trolls was, y'all insecure.
Oh, I see her. Okay, this is Jelly Roll's wife. Oh my God, they are so cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
lovely.
Jelly Roll. And I want him to open a church because I'd go to it. He should open a church and live stream on Sundays.
I showed Laura his Congress speech. Yeah. If you haven't seen that, go look it up.
About fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he's incredible. Anyway, let's move on. Wow, this episode is weird.
I don't know where we're at.
We're all over the place.
I like it. You know, we have another news piece.
Oh, will you read it, Jess?
Yes.
Sorry.
New California law will ban restaurant surcharges and hidden fees.
Didn't know we were paying them.
Yeah, me either.
That's because they've been hidden. They've been hidden fees. That's why you didn't know about them.
Hidden fees. Restaurants will no longer be able to charge service fees and will instead have to fold those charges into menu prices.
Perfect.
Prices State attorney said these deceptive fees. Oh, this is like, okay. State attorney Rob Bonta said, these deceptive fees prevent us from knowing how much we will be charged at the outset. They are bad for consumers and bad for competition. They cost Americans tens of billions of dollars each year. The new law is set to go into effect in July. Tens of billions? What are these charges?
All of us together are really fucking wealthy. Like, if you combine everyone's net worth, we're all very, very rich. And at what point do we stick our middle finger up to the man and say, fuck this, we're not paying for shit?
We should, and then we'll end up in jail, though. I feel like
they can't house all of us.
They can't house
That's so true. That's so true. I would like to stop paying taxes, please, because I just paid taxes.
I will say, but Family Guy does that. There's an episode of Family Guy where don't want to do it. And then at the very end, Peter goes, how about we just... I'll give a little bit of money and then it's just taxes again. It's like, oh yeah, it might be it.
No, it's genius. Family Guy breaks down like how the government started and then they wipe it out.
Everything turns to shit.
Everything turns horrific.
And then like, Peter, how about we all pay?
And he goes, how about we'll all just give a little bit of money here so we can keep this nice and then we'll give a little money here. And everybody's like, yeah. It's like, so just taxes.
Okay, before we move on to the ache and relief, speaking of really funny shit, if you have not watched, Easton made me listen to it on the way home from Palm Springs. Yeah.
What?
Andrew Santino.
Cheeseburger.
Do you know? Yes,
it's Cheeseburger.
It's his stand-up that from 2022, but it just was released on Netflix last year.
Okay.
It is so funny. I can't breathe.
The greatest.
I have not watched it. You told me to watch it, and I've added it to my list because I love him, by the way. His podcast, he's on
Which
a couple.
One?
He's on, is he on friends? The King, the Sting, and the Wayne, so or is it Bad Friends?
He's on Bad Friends.
Okay. But he also has, and that's
his
with
own.
Bobby Lee, right? And then he also just has, like, his own. I only know Bad Friends is Bobby and Kalila. It's so great. Yeah.
It's so funny. And Bobby and Kalila used to date and aren't together anymore and are, like, the best of friends.
No, I don't know what...
Really?
It's really
everything
cute.
Everything that they have going, the like chemistry between all of them is so funny.
Andrew
can say and get away with.
If you were to take what they say and insert it into our mouths, we would be canceled and not have a job and we would have to create an underground tunnel.
2 seconds.
Live in there forever.
Oh, yes. But they are comedians.
There it is.
Well, so am I.
Right?
I want to finish up with my favorite topic of probably the entire year, which is Drake and Kendrick.
Can
Easton,
you please update us?
Easton knows everything.
I will. Here's the thing. I am going to get out my phone because...
Have you been making notes?
Really. Not at all.
Producer
honestly.
John sent us an article as well.
Yeah, just for the songs, because I do want to like get them correct when they were released. Mm. Because... KDOT talked shit on the big three, Drake, J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And in a verse with...
Who's the third?
Well, KDOT, who's rapping. Big three. Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick. And that's when he was saying, like, fuck the big three.
Oh.
It's just only big me. So that's what started it. It was over a girl from what I've...
it over a girl, I would feel so wild if I was that girl and had the
Isn't she an OnlyFans person?
Yep.
Who is she?
Princess Diana or something?
Something
that
in there.
Sounds like.
But so they dropped like multiple songs. Drake dropped Push-Ups and then TaylorMade. In like
Excellent because TaylorMade, which you guys will care about this part, is about Taylor Swift because he's under her label, Kendrick is. So she basically gets to decide when he can release, when anyone can release new music. That's why Drake says Taylor Swift is the biggest gangster in music.
She, by the way, I didn't even know she had her own label. What's it called?
So, no, I think she's under, but, like, it's because her album just dropped, right? And he, Kendrick, from what I've read, he owes her a verse right now, and he owes Maroon 5 a verse because he's under a label, and that label is telling him that's what you got to do. So all of those, and then he, I don't know if he did those verses just to get them out of the way so he could start releasing these, but then he released two songs. One of them was like Meet the Grams, and the other one was John Help Me Out. What was the first one he dropped?
The one that
Kendrick?
Yeah.
I thought it was 616 in LA.
616 in LA.
It was Euphoria and 616. But the funny thing about the whole Taylor Swift thing is that on 616, it was produced by Jack Antonoff, who produced Taylor Swift's latest album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm saying.
And it's all making all the sense. I wish that I had a board here with.
Oh, no, you need it. You need to connect all the dots.
Yeah,
connecting the dots.
Because everything, like, now I'm just waiting for Kendrick's response because now everything that they've been saying, in my opinion, might be BS because Drake has a rat in
his camp.
But he also has a rat in. Yeah, he set a rat in Kendrick's camp
to feed him.
So he's feeding him false information. So. And then
he had all this shit on Drake.
Stuff on
like
Drake.
Pours his heart and soul pen to paper about all of these things he knows about Drake. And then Drake gets on. He's like, you didn't care to investigate these things?
And then Drake yesterday released one and it's called Something Six.
It's called The Heart Part Six. And in that, Drake says you got to learn to fact check things and be less impatient.
Yep. And I like it because it's Heart Part Six and Kendrick's was Heart Part Five.
Right. But but 616 in LA was also a big song for Drake. Like they're both doing that right now.
Yeah. They're just like playing back and forth and all of that.
And then one thing to mention is, wasn't Kendrick releasing some of these songs like hours after Drake's songs were coming out?
Kendrick
already had them ready.
No, they were, yes.
And that's the thing. So like,
because he had to wait a chunk of time after Drake's
push-ups
because of Taylor's album coming out.
And all of that, like just like what he had to wait for.
Kendrick is finally able to release music, and he was just doing, he did three back to back.
So he's really been like doing his shit and writing his lyrics.
But it makes me sad because it's like,
when
you really break it down, like Kendrick is lyric, and you'll even co-sign on this. Lyrically, he's incredible.
Incredible.
And he just spent all this time
and made bangers. But it's all BS.
And then Drake is like, I love Drake.
Last night, he even said, he goes, releases, we fed you information. He goes, we thought about feeding you a fake name and a fake location. Just so he'd rap about it. You can't beat Kendrick pen to paper. You're going to lose every time. But what Drake has over everybody is that pettiness.
Yeah.
And he just fucked him up.
He's got
pettiness.
The bravo.
And that's where I'm like, okay.
That's why he follows Lisa Rinna. He follows Rinna on Instagram.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. And like, I like K-Dot for like the hip hop.
I love
the appreciation towards the art.
Drake is a rock star. He's hip hop. I like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can.
Wow.
When somebody does something like that, because that is wild to just feed. And like that whole 5-minute song he released yesterday, Drake was just like, dude, fact check. We almost gave you even more false information just because we wanted to see how deep you'd go. And then he talks at the end.
By the way,
I don't even know if he'll come back.
Kendrick is going to have severe trust issues after this.
Well, whoever was in his
Kenny,
team.
If you need to call me, we can process our traumas and our trust issues together.
We love you, Kendrick. If you'd ever like to be on the Give Them Lala podcast, we'd love to hear you.
You can tell us really what it was all about. You can
we'd
give
love
it here.
To hear it from you and you only.
Yes, producer True. John.
One last thing on this.
Let's hear it.
Can you just imagine the snake from Drake's camp just watching Kendrick just drop these lines, snake. Knowing every single thing is just absolutely
Do
false?
You think he's in the witness protection program now?
Oh, I bet he's back in Canada.
He has to be.
I guarantee he's Trust in Ontario right
no
now with
one.
Drake.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of people around him.
But that's yeah. so, it's got to be, it takes a lot for you to allow people in your camp, especially if you're like dropping like bars and stuff. So this guy was close to Kendrick and he like did this and then just disappeared.
Which makes you think, how long was he in that camp
Yeah, how
for?
Long was he there for? It's not
Kendrick's?
Someone
just,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, like how long did Drake have his dude in Kendrick's camp? Because this is, because there is a line in back to back, or in not back to back, push-ups, and he goes, this shit's been heating up. Like, this isn't new. It's been heating up.
Oh, no.
You can't trust anyone.
Well, remember, no. J. Cole dropped a diss track, apparently, in the midst of all this. And then I read that Schoolboy Q apparently advised him to get out of the beef.
Oh, well, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
I love J. Cole. Love
there, I There is a guy in the hip-hop community, and I forget his name, but he was talking about all of these beefs in hip-hop music, and he was talking about how it can get really scary and people's lives are put on the line. And he did say, I'm super here for, like, a fantastic battle of the words. Like, I hope both of these dudes just, like, keep it to their music, keep it to the art. And I think we all feel the same
yeah.
way. Yes.
Agreed. Easton, thank you for bringing that to the...
Thank you, Producer John.
Thank you, Producer John. The news that I really, really give a shit about, to be quite honest. If we could just talk about all things...
Kendrick and Drake.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you, Drake.
Giving us good old-fashioned war of words,
content.
Lyrical yes. geniuses.
Thank
Chef's
you.
Kiss. Chef's I hope kiss. That you... The Give Them Lala... It is Give Them Lala podcast approved. let's talk about our aches and reliefs of the week.
Okay.
Who goes first?
Let's go with Jessica, because anytime I put her last, I forget she exists.
She forgets about me. Okay. Okay, I'm going to start with my relief, because I got a couple of DMs from people who are at Sick New World, and they were like, wait, you were in VIP, because they saw my content. I was in VIP, you guys, and it was because, I cannot say these ladies' names, but two Give Them Lala podcast listeners, Queens, sisters, DM'd me the night before and were like, we heard you on the podcast. We love all three of you. We're setting you wristbands aside at Sick New World. They set aside two. Sorry, Producer John. And so Kyle and I grabbed them, snatched them. And they said, you and Kyle have fun in VIP. And so thank you, girls. You know who you are. I love you so much.
Did you get drunk at Sick New World?
I did not even have one alcoholic beverage. I had coffee all day.
So you were tweaking.
Oh, I was tweaking.
Yeah.
It was delicious. And so thank you, ladies. And my ache is... Oh.
Does that have to do with jiu-jitsu?
No. I'm going to save that for the day that I have the...
Oh, are you getting a tattooed on your forehead?
I'm getting a tattooed on my forehead.
She's pulling a Amber Rose and getting a forehead tattoo.
I've always been told this is a billboard size, so I should get stuff on there. My freaking ache. So I get a new phone yesterday.
Yeah.
I get the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Ugh. The new charger?
Yes!
Did you not know about this?
No. Forewarning anyone, they don't give you a brick, like a plug brick. They give you, it's a new charger, which is like fine, whatever. It's like the Android charger
It's like
now.
The USB-C into USB-C.
But your thing doesn't fit into the plug that you plug into the wall, and they don't give you one. They don't give you one.
You have to get the smart chargers like you have like
yes.
at your house or like in Palm Springs where it's the USB-C into the little plug.
Yes.
It's not like the big...
It's not like the normal...
USB.
Yes.
No, I haven't used those in years. If you needed like
use?
A... If you needed a USB...
And she still has an older phone.
I have an older phone, but it's the part that plugs into the actual phone that's different now.
This... No, but it's the other side too.
They're both different.
Yeah, so then it wouldn't work with mine.
Well, no, but it does, because what you're not understanding is one of the sides is USB-C that goes
I'll give
into
you a brick.
Phone,
I'll give you a brick.
Thank
brick,
you.
And then yours is
I have hella
well,
bricks.
Well, know that, because they won't tell you that at Apple.
So buy a brick at Apple.
Buy a brick. No, don't buy a brick at Apple. Buy a brick on Amazon. They're cheaper.
Yeah, for real.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Easton, would you like to go next?
Yeah. My ache. Oh, we all know my ache.
Uh-oh.
I was moving again, baby. Moving again.
Moving again. Yeah. Where are you moving, Easton? In a new place?
Yeah.
Don't tell us. Are you going to tell us or not
tell
us?
No, I'm telling.
Oh, good.
I'm moving into Lauren's back house.
Ah!
Yeah. A couple, 5-6 months. See where we're at. Me and my buddy, we just, last day is tomorrow. So we've been moving and we're almost done. Mentally exhausted.
Physically exhausted?
Physically exhausted. I was thinking, now I have to clean her. I just looked at her and went, oh, no, I got to do your other spot, too.
What? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Moving sucks. No, good for you.
Yeah. So, but my relief is.
Yeah, I still have the apartment.
Yeah. And I have to go clean that shit out.
What a time to be alive.
I can't wait to stop paying for that apartment.
Just constant moving and that. But my relief is. I handled it mentally well, even though I'm mentally
You did
exhausted.
Because do you think it's do you attribute that to the meds?
I attribute that to the meds, to everybody who has reached out, who gave me tools with their little things that they do. To everybody, I know I've said it. I didn't reach back out, but there's a lot of things that people said to me that I took in. And when I'm going through something, I'm always like, oh, yeah, this little thing that they said is I could do that right
helpful.
Now. So, yeah, the meds. The people,
do you ever think about taking the thing that you put around your dreads to smack you in the forehead? That could calm the anxiety a bit.
That's what people do with rubber bands.
I just feel like it would really take your mind off of it.
I feel like I get a headache.
You would.
But no, that, yeah.
It's a joke. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Easton, I'm so happy for you.
I know. So, yeah, that was my, I was like, damn, I feel very mentally stable.
We love this for you.
After a big move. My house is a mess. You should see it. They're not allowed in because I already know that they're going to freak out.
No, I'm not coming in that house. Are you crazy?
Boxes everywhere right
Neve.
Now. I have to. You can't. Yeah.
The back house?
Yeah, but I walk in there. I give it a good smile and forget it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my relief is that I'm mentally stable right now.
That's a huge relief.
That's a huge
We're all very proud of you for taking
thank
your mental
everyone.
Health seriously
yes.
and being
out,
proactive.
Yes, thank you.
My ache of the week is a show on Disney called Diana Ultimate Mishmash.
Yes, I hate this show.
I don't know if Disney cares about what I have to say. I would like you to care about what I have to say. There's certain content that you guys are putting on Disney that is making kids that are like my kid mimic the behavior. And it's not good.
What is the behavior?
Diana is this girl. They're real people. And it's her and her brother. And Diana will have something in her room or in her playroom or outside. Doesn't matter. The little brother will come in and take it and laugh. And she folds her arms like this and makes a face and pouts. And then he gives it back to her. And she goes, yay!
And then they play together.
But what's happening is when mom comes in to Ocean and I tell her, it's time for bed. We're not playing anymore. She folds her arms and does the whole stank face.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like the some of the things that Disney's
teaching,
putting out there. It's teaching kids like
pouts,
mine.
She'll get she
well,
gets
right.
what she wants.
Were you guys not? I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats because Angelica said stupid babies. And I would start saying stupid. So maybe you
there's
have to
a
take
few
it away.
Things. Yeah. Like yeah. She's not allowed to watch that anymore. She can't watch Lilo and Stitch because Stitch is a nightmare. But Lilo talks to her sister disrespectfully and says, you're weird. And slams the door. And my daughter
started doing that.
Is a little character. She watches something and she mimics the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney, please just be more mindful about what you're. I understand that there has to be conflict sometimes, but kids that are younger, impressionable, like I literally don't even know what to show my kid.
Well, why couldn't she just
Bluey.
Be sad?
Bluey.
Why does she have to be cranky? Why couldn't she just go? Like, why does she have to be?
Or how about we use our words?
Yeah.
We always teach our kids, use your words. Why can't she say, that was mean? Can you please ask me?
Yeah.
Or.
There's an idea.
We can share.
Let's share.
Play
how
together.
Do we teach that? Mm-hmm. No, so now it's like Bluey's on the TV, all these things.
Cinderella.
Yes.
The one that I love that she likes is Jungle Book.
I love Jungle
Loves
Book.
Loves Jungle Book. I've also started playing for her the things that National Geographic is making with Disney, like about the tigers and how they created a freeway in India for tigers to go underneath. They like built their freeways
cool.
up.
Oh, dope.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the natural grass bridge that goes over.
That's sick.
Yeah.
But this one was tiger. They were trying to teach people and tigers how to coexist together. There were a lot of tiger killings over this like road that they had to cross from one side of the forest to the other. So they decided to demolish it, build the road. It's not a freeway. Build the road upward. And now the tigers cross underneath. It's very cute.
That's beautiful because you know what? They were here first, so.
Yeah, right.
So we shouldn't be, yeah.
Don't get me started on people. Mm. They also painted eyes on the backs of their cows so that the tigers would feel like they were being watched and not eating them. And it saved like a lot of their cattle.
Oh, that's dope. Love that.
Yeah, Ocean got a kick out of that as they painted the eyes. She's like, they're painting their bums, Mom. My relief is Ocean today. She went and got a shot. We tried to distract her by saying we were going to the park. And she had on a beautiful princess dress. And I said, before we go to the park, we got to go home so that we can change you. And she said, I don't want to change, Mama. And I said, we can't wear that to the park. It's so pretty. And she said, but if I wear this to the park, all the people are going to look at me and say, who is that beautiful girl in that beautiful dress? Is that Ocean? And I looked at my She's mom famous. And I was like, that is so cute.
That's true. Wear the dress to the park.
Wear the freaking dress.
I
don't care. The last time she wore a really long dress, though, and I allowed her to wear her princess shoes, she almost ate shit about 40 times every time she tried to crawl on something. I was like, never again. Never again. So that was a highlight of my week. Anyway, you guys are awesome. I hope that you enjoyed this very up and down and all over the place episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Remember to catch the bonus episodes every Monday. Video and audio drops same day. Regular episodes of Give Them Lala drop every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And you can find the videos on YouTube every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.